This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have it to yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, real quick before we set this up, we're going to be talking about none other than forefathers face off with modern politicians. Americans, the Second Amendment is a God-given right, not a privilege. We're going to be getting to that in just a couple of minutes. We broadcast it at our full-fledged YouTube show, the very first one. Where everything was actually tweaked out. We're still adding more to it even now before we get it out there and disperse it amongst thousands of sites. But we just got it to where we want it to go. With that said, the first show that we did, we had over 1,800, almost 1,900 views, and we totally appreciate that. We really do. For those people taking the time to go over and checking us out live, you can as well check us out if you want to, and you can watch us live from 2 to 3 Central Standard and or 2 to 4 Central Standard on Saturdays. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or go over to Before It's News. Thank you to my friend Michael Roach for his trust over there. Before It's News, you can watch us live on YouTube. You can even watch the replay if you'd like to do that. Go to Sons of Liberty Media YouTube. Sons of Liberty Media YouTube. Go to Bradley Dean. You'll find it. Also wanted to let you know, friends, if you want to check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean. We have about 730,000 followers. We appreciate your trust. People are sick and tired of the said conservatives, yesterday's liberals, friends of the day, spewing out the junk of the mainstream media that 94% of the American people don't trust, and rightly so. So with that said, people, we are going back to the Word of God and the Constitution, which is for sure to bring you about the answers needed, but it always requires commandments. And the commandments are always not suggestions, but again, they are commands, friends, to the church. Read Luke 24:47 when you get a moment. Luke 24:47 when you get a moment. You can also jump over to Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1. Phone call, if you want to call us in, please do. You can take phone calls live on Comrax, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, friends, before we get to the topic here, I want to highlight some of the things that we just heard during the break. I love just shooting from the hip. And with that said, friends, you heard during the break, isn't it interesting how ISIS and Al-Qaeda and all these other terror organizations, isn't it interesting how they just have a free hand to do what they will? Isn't it interesting that our government continuously keeps us in a perpetual state of fear? Now, this should come as no surprise, friends, because what I do want to throw into this conversation is the fact that I want you once again to think about the article that I wrote some time ago. For 18 years, we were told by the mainstream media and corrupt politicians that we were under attack by the Muslims. That's what they've been telling us. Now we're finding, friends, that while the Muslims attack Americans, it's the same mainstream media hand in glove with corrupt politicians that are giving cover to those that are attacking us. here and abroad in the United States of America. And let me remind you that nobody's attacked you more than your said government, friends, since September 11th, 2001. Nobody's attacked you more than these created agencies, friends, that have been created out of what they called the Patriot Act. The opposite is the definition in which they gave you, friends. It should be called the Act of Tyranny. And if I might, I just want to let you know, friends, that if you didn't pay attention to some of the things that we told you last week, I want to just reiterate this point as a highlight concerning the topic in which I am now bringing forth. While you are distracted by a phony impeachment process, Congress reauthorized the tyrannical Patriot Act. You do know that, right? All behind the dog and pony show. Also, I wanted to insert this, friends. While you are focused on that dog and pony show impeachment, you can also go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and find out that House last week passed amnesty for over 1.5 million illegals. And guess what? You didn't hear a peep from today's conservatives. Not a word, friends. Not a peep. And now we have today even, friends, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, just going line upon line, precept upon precept, by Ron Paul, Senator or Congressman Ron Paul, how Congress and the Federal Reserve stole Christmas. You should see what's happening, friends, behind this charade. This whole impeachment scam, this dog and pony show, friends, you are literally, your Constitution is being gutted. So don't tell me about how this isn't planned, how it's not pre-planned. Remember, there's nothing in politics that doesn't first happen unless it's first planned, said Franklin D. Roosevelt back in the 30s. You remember that? Well, he's exactly right, because it's exactly what's going on concerning what's taking place in this country. Now, going back to the point of Al-Qaeda and these terrorists that we were hearing about during the break, friends, isn't it interesting how they're just out there doing their thing at free will? It's craziness, isn't it? And for some reason or another, they're never stopped. And notice when an act of terror, as they call it, which is government by intimidation, Oxford's English Dictionary, it's interesting to note, friends, that they never condemn the responsible party. They just condemn the crime. Doesn't anybody think that's a little out there? Well, it is, friends. It's very telling, because it should tell you as to who's responsible for what's going on here. I was at a college preaching in one of the Carolinas. I believe it was South Carolina. And I was brought into a meeting to introduce myself to a bunch of missionaries. And one of the missionaries stood up, because I do public high schools in our country, friends. I think that it's interesting how missionaries can go to foreign countries and preach a gospel there that they can't preach in their own backyards. But what was interesting is one of those missionaries that went out to the Middle East, he said that he firsthand eyewitness accounted how RCIA, was actually arming ISIS, which you call ISIS, over in the Middle East. He said he's seen this time and time again. But again, that should come as no surprise, because that's exactly what Robin Cook said. He was former British Foreign Secretary, Inter Services Intelligence. And by the way, he lost his life getting this information to us once again. And of course, it was sold to us as, you know, strange happenings, or, you know, he had a heart attack, or he shot himself 14 times in the head. Well, in this particular case, he just fell over dead by a heart attack. I wonder if it has anything to do with that heart attack gun that they use when they want to get rid of political opposition today. Now, that's not far-fetched either, but listen, the truth is there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda, and any informed intelligent officer knows this, but there's a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil, only in order to drive TV watchers to accept a unified international leadership for a war against terrorism. Robin Cook said the country behind this is the United States.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Before we get going on our topic here, I want to finish this little exposition I'm on. We're talking about these commercials where the global networks, six corporations worldwide, feed you the information that you have on a daily basis. Nothing short of propaganda. Just ask Dr. Udo Ufkat, who lost his life telling the American people how the CIA-controlled media controls the journalists throughout not just the United States, but on a global basis. It's interesting how we hear these commercials, how they're constantly trying to keep the American people on edge in a perpetual state of fear. Well, it's interesting because, friends, if you remember rightly, if you know anything about history, General Douglas MacArthur said of the United States government back in 1957, he said, our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear, kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fever. With the cry of grave national emergency, always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we didn't blindly rally behind them. Sound familiar, friends? Isn't that what we were told right after September 11th? Right? Either you're with us or you're with the terrorists. Doesn't that sound familiar, friends? And if we would just go back a little bit further, a couple hundred years, and go back to our forefathers, namely James Madison, we would understand exactly what's being played out here in the United States of America. If tyranny or oppression ever come into this land, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. What's being sold to us, friends, as those that are selling us that we are under attack by a foreign enemy are making way and opening the floodgates to a foreign enemy. At the same time, those that are telling us that we're under attack by a foreign enemy are also the ones trying to disarm us before the foreign enemy that they are alluring into the United States of America on your tax dollars through welfare. Has anybody put this thing together yet, friends? Because I know that there's a lot of people that have. There's a lot of people that are paying attention as to what's going on here. Folks, I want to know who could have done a more damaging job on we the people in this country more than your said representatives and what they have done to we the people. Friends, a foreign government couldn't have dreamed, and I'm talking about foreign, friends, in the sense of, you know, Middle Eastern government, Russian, communism, going over to China, whatever case it may be, friends. We have done this to ourselves, and our sin is finding us out because we have a bunch of Judases within the gate that are selling us out with kisses on a 24/7 basis. And little do they know that they're going to end up committing suicide, but the fact of the matter is, America, you need to understand that we're all on the same boat. When they go, we go too. Read Numbers 32:23 when you get a moment. But I want to reread this quote from none other than former British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook, Inner Services Intelligence, and this is his record stating, "The truth is, there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. And any informed, intelligent officer knows this, but there's a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil, only in order to drive TV watchers to accept a unified international leadership for a war against terrorism. The country behind this is the United States of America." Yeah. Is that crazy? Did you know that you have, like, 737 military bases in over 162 countries. Man, there's a lot of stuff going on that we just don't know about. I didn't, you know, friends, when I read that Constitution, I didn't know that it was our job to go ahead and police the world. You know, but that's all we have to do is just, again, just look as to what's going on here in the United States of America. Interestingly enough, did you know that President George H. Bush, on September 11th, 1991, called for a New World Order over 202 times from the presidential bully pulpit? He said, "Out of chaos can we create a New World Order." Folks, 202 times. This isn't like, friends, this is a thing hidden in the corner. No, this is happening right in the face of the American people. Mr. Bush went on to declare, "Out of these troubled times, a new world order can emerge, a new era free from the threat of terror." And who are the terrorists, friends? They're redefining terrorists as, guess who? Christian patriotic conservatives in the United States of America. Anybody that would resist their new world order, they're the terrorists. And nothing new under the sun, because they did the same thing to our forefathers, namely from the mentally ill terrorist across the pond, King George III. That's a fact. Bush went on to say, "A new world order can emerge." Okay? He said, "Free from the threat of terror. Today, the new world is struggling to be born. A world quite different from the one that we have known. If we are successful, and we will be," he said. Did you know that right after September 11th, for those that weren't paying attention, 2001, U.S. Commission on National Security co-chair Gary Kent said, "I got the video for you. I can play the audio for you, friends. Go out and check out Sons of Liberty Media. Check out the articles, the videos. They're all there. Educating you as to how you're being lied to on a 24/7 basis, because you are." Gary Kent said, "There's a chance for the President of the United States of America." This was on September 11, 2001. Okay? This is right after September 11th, friend, the very day. U.S. Commission on National Security co-chair Gary Kent said, "There's a chance for the President, George W. Bush, of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father used. And that is a new world order." Friends, for you to be sticking your head in the sand right now and to suggest that somehow or another this new administration is not pushing you over onto a global initiative, I got news for you. You're being stripped of your God-given rights. Planned Parenthood's fully funded. I've proven this to you over and over and over again. I know what the media tells you, but I also know to judge them by their fruit, and their fruit says contrary. Okay? I know that Betsy DeVos, the Secretary of Education under Donald Trump, just basically took the UN Global Initiative and threw it on public schools in the United States of America. I know you didn't know about that. No, I'm not making it up. Hey, let me tell you something, friends. Truth tells because it demands a response. And I want to tell you this. Hate doesn't tell the truth. Love tells the truth because it's the truth that makes you free if you respond to the truth in a response to heaven in which one is required. It's just that simple. Okay? I know what's going on, friends. I know what you want to believe, and I know what's going on. I just seen something last night, friends. It was it came across the screen where we were watching documentaries, and it was called One Nation Under Trump. I know that some of the conservatives have even written books, friends, in Trump We Trust. When you see this many people going one direction, you better do yourself a favor and run the other direction. Because when you look in Scripture, friends, it was always the lone prophet standing against those that were going with the flow to tell you what they were not willing to tell you. And am I claiming to be a prophet? No. I'm sticking to the Word of God here. Hey, folks, everything's premised and predicated upon the apostles and the prophets, so we're going to stick to that plan. Okay? You're in some very dangerous times right now, and you even have people in this country, friends, those that are calling out the crimes of this current administration, you have them writing articles saying that fake Christians are now tearing down Donald Trump's administration. These are the same people, friends, because nothing new's under the sun. These are the same people that were saying, crucify him, crucify him, we have no king but King Caesar. What they're saying today is, crucify the real Christians, because we don't have any king but Donald Trump. And that to their own demise, friends. And that to their own demise. You need to understand that you, America, are the ones that are under attack in this country. You, Americans, individually, if you stand for the Word of God and the Constitution, you are labeled a terrorist by those that are promulgating and indoctrinating this propaganda on a global scale 24/7. I want to tell you something. This is nothing short of perfect judgment upon this nation for its disobedience towards God. That's it. But if you will not listen to me carefully and will not do all these commandments, this is what the church has left off, is the commandments of the Lord. He said, if you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgments, so that you will not do all my commandments, right? The church is now saying, thou shalt not judge. But the Lord said, if your soul abhor my judgments, so that you will not do all my commandments to justify in righteousness and peace within the gate. That's how it works. You have to push those two. But that you break my covenant, the Lord said. He said, I will also do this unto you in Leviticus 26, 14 through 18. He said, I will appoint over you terror. Is that where we're at today in America? Yep. It's judgment upon a disobedient nation, a disobedient people, friends. He said, I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies, and they that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth, and if you will not yet for all this hearken unto me, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. So we're just awaiting the seven times more, because the American people have made a man their God rather than Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We're going to be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell believes everything that could be said has been said when it comes to the impeachment of President Trump. The Kentucky Republican, speaking in his home state on Monday, reminds everyone,
"We can't take up a matter we don't have, and so hopefully they'll be on the way over at some point."
The TSA is offering tips for a smooth flight. They're advising flyers to get to the airport 2 hours ahead of time for domestic flights and 3 hours in advance for international flights. TSA Administrator Dave Pekoski says,
"Be a bit patient because there's a lot, you know, when you show up at an airport during this time of year, I mean, there's a lot of traffic and then just a lot more people."
The U.S. Navy is joining the Army in banning the short video app TikTok. Navy officials say the Chinese-owned app is a security threat and are now prohibiting its use on the platform of any government-issued devices. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, bond availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor for more information. Limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Let's hit this, friends. Forefathers face off with modern politicians. Americans, the Second Amendment is a God-given right, not a privilege. And I'm here to tell you as well, friends, your rights are not, they are not taken away, friends. They're forfeited. If you want your God-given rights to remain, then you're going to have to fight for them, period. 1 Timothy 6:12, James 2:14 through 26. Read those two verses of Scripture, okay? I want to show you how this works really quick. So, like that of George Mason, who said, if you want to enslave the people, the best way is to disarm them. That's a fact, okay? Well, take that to Scripture, 1 Samuel 13:22. What does it say? So it came to pass in the day of battle that there was neither sword nor spear found in the hand of any of the people that were oppressed by the Philistines. Hello? That were oppressed. So how do oppressors control those that they mean to enslave? They disarm them. It's Scripture, friends, just for the record. Now, where does common sense come into play? Let's go to the New Testament. It tells us in Luke 11, verse 21, when a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. So as long as we are an armed people, guess what? Our goods are going to remain in peace, and we will remain a free people. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him and deceive him into believing that somehow it's unconstitutional for you to actually defend yourself against those that mean to enslave you, what do? That's how they do it. They deceive you. Well, then he taketh away from him all of his armor wherein he trusted and divided his spoils. Folks, this is all scriptural. It all comes into play, friends. Common sense. Little kids understand this stuff, right? For some reason, the adults don't quite get it yet. I know that there's a lot more than there are not, but the fact of the matter is, folks, you just can't fix stupid sometimes when it comes to some people. If I'm under attack, would it be better for me to be armed or with someone that's armed or to be unarmed or to be with others that are unarmed? Well, again, common sense comes into play. Wasn't it Vladimir Lenin said that I can control 300 people with one man with an AK? That's right. That's right. And guess what? Your corrupt politicians today are trying to convince you that you don't have a right to bear arms. I did a article years ago for World Net Daily, and it's absolutely amazing to find that those that are trying to disarm the American people, not that this is going to come as to any surprise to you or me, okay? But we found out that those anti-gunners are guilty of such crimes as tax evasion, extortion, accepting bribes, child pornography, abuse to police officers. Why are they abusing police officers? Because they believe that they're above the law. And again, they only act out what they believe, friends, because the American people have led them to believe that they are above the law. In other words, when they break the law, nothing happens to them. Well, America, don't stand back and complain about what you tolerate. They are a reflection of what you tolerate. And if you're going to tolerate their crimes, then rest assured you're only adding strength to tyranny so they can do the same thing on another day. That's what's going on in the country. Hey, America, the message here at Sons of Liberty is always take responsibility. The message here is always repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3:2. Read Acts 20, verse 21 when you get a moment. Okay, we're not going to sit here and play the blame game and talk about how bad the corrupt politicians, and then even take it another step and be deceived all the much more by saying, oh, there's nothing we can do about it. No, because what it comes down to, friends, is you don't want to do anything about it. That's how much you hate your freedoms. That's how much you disregard and disrespect and trample under the foot the blood of them that fought, bled, and died, giving us the freedoms that we have, just like your favorite politicians. And you're the worst of men. It's just that simple. It really is. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be saying. They'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. We are, regardless of what man has to say. Hey, friends, the Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. You have politicians blaming the law abiders, the peacekeepers, for the crimes of the guilty. Think about that. I mean, with all of that which is going on with these anti-gunner politicians, again, surrounded by armed security detail, working hard for their special interest groups and throwing you off, America, rather than upholding the U.S. Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, in fact, which, again, they swore to uphold, and instead, and in using tactic of necessity based off of some tragedy or massacre, which in many cases are induced false flag events, conspired black ops, right? Yep, that's a real thing. Everybody knows that now. Before, it used to be a theory, right? And who told you that? The same media that you don't believe in. The same media that's been given cover to conspirators for decades in this country. One must understand the methods and language of their enemies, friends. And I believe people are beginning to hear it loud and clear. November 18, 1783. Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. Who said that? William Pitt the Younger. Speech in the House of Commons. Let's learn a little something from our forefathers. Thomas Jefferson, the Bible says in Proverbs 28, that the righteous are made bold as lions. Bold means forward to danger. Okay? Perfect love casteth out all fear, right? It's not about us. We deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow Christ, right? Mark 10. Hey, listen, friends, listen carefully. Matthew 10, I'm sorry. Jesus said, to he who tries to save his life will lose it, but to he who loses his life for my sake will find it. Until you find something to die for, you have nothing to live for. That's a fact. And that is heaven's language right there. Because greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brothers. John 15:13. Let's listen to the language of our forefathers. Thomas Jefferson, letter to James Madison. third and fourth presidents. January 30th, 1787. I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery. Do you? Do you? Hey, I want to tell you something too, friends. There is no gun debate going on. There's no debate. We have God-given rights, and the Bill of Rights are the thou shall nots to those that serve we the people. I can always revert back to this. Where are these people deriving their delegated authority from to attempt to strip the very people away that they work for? Where are they deriving that authority from, friends? It's not we the people. It's not we the people. When you look to the anti-gunner corrupt politicians and their methods, one must ask again, where did they derive their delegated authority to encroach upon the God-given rights of the American people? I can't find it. Why? Because it's not there. Read Hosea 4:6. I always bring that into the equation. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Read the Word of God and read your founding documents. Mayflower Compact, the Declaration of Independence, the seedbed, the preamble to the Constitution, many call it. Read the Bill of Rights and the U.S. Constitution. Can't do it for you. Take a whole whopping hour out of your own lives to learn what men fought, bled, and died for in the millions. Remember, President Thomas Jefferson said, the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. Well, I don't know, and I hope it doesn't come to this, friends, but is that what this said tyrant governor in the state of Virginia is pushing for? Because we know it's not, again, the will of the people, and regardless if it was the will of the people or not, we're not ruled by the will of the people no more than we are political party affiliations. We're ruled by law. Did you know that in Virginia, friends, 90 counties out of 95 counties have now become militia? That tyrant there is learning a history lesson in real time, isn't he? I hope it doesn't come to that. But you know what? The fact of the matter is, these people are pushing for civil war. There's no question about it. There's nobody that can deny that. Because there's nobody that's attacking you more than the mainstream media and corrupt politicians. I just shared with you during the first segment, friends, as to what's going on behind this whole charade of this whole impeachment process, what they're doing behind closed doors, what they're diverting you away from, right? You just heard drug dealing Mitch McConnell. Remember, he got busted on his Ping Mei, his in-law ship, transporting over 90 pounds of cocaine that you never heard a word about. Isn't it interesting? He was just talking about there's nothing else to talk about. In other words, there's, you know what, the show's almost over. This is what we did while you were paying attention to the clowns in the circus of politics. And boy, there's a lot of stupid people in this country. And what's interesting is these corrupt politicians that everybody thinks are stupid, they're the ones laughing at you for believing the show that they put on. It's like anybody that goes into a pro wrestling show, and a show it is, it's nothing but deception. Everybody knows it's fake. Just like politicians today, there's still a lot of grown-ups in this country that haven't caught on yet. Look at the grown-ups have done with this country, friends. Wow. One of my friends over on YouTube just reminded me of something that I wrote. Americans must come to terms that corrupt politicians are not the type that you can help or rehabilitate. They are the type that you must lawfully remove. That's what's going on in Virginia, by the way. It needs to happen across the country. Or, again, you're going to lose your God-given rights. There is no in-betweenites. Hey, folks, you must, again, fight for your God-given rights. Read Deuteronomy 1, verse 8, and read James 2, 14 through 26. Because it is the difference between a free people and an enslaved people. Again, no in-betweenites. Read Luke 11, 2. Okay? Now listen to George Mason referencing advice given to British Parliament by the Pennsylvania governor, Sir William Keith. The debates in the several state conventions on the adoption of the federal constitution, June 14th, 1788. Listen to what he said. To disarm the people is the most effectual way to enslave them. Why? Because once you're disarmed, America, all the other Bill of Rights are just they are in the hands of the arbitrary. The demigods. And I've warned over and over and over again, America, if you don't get back to the Constitution, you're going to have a Europeanized version of government. And it isn't good. I know what you're being told, but I'm also telling you what they are doing in fact. And I'm proving the fruits on the corrupt tree. And it's time to lay the axe to the corrupt tree. What about you? And I'm talking about lawfully, lest one of my enemies put words into my mouth that I did not convey to you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, talking about forefathers facing off with modern politicians. Hey, friends, if it wasn't for our forefathers establishing the right to bear arms over 44 years ago, we wouldn't be a free people today. We wouldn't be able to stand against the tyrants. And see, the tyrants are telling you what the obstacle is, and this is the reason that they're trying to unlawfully and illegally target your God-given rights by trying to deceive you out of your God-given rights. Don't forfeit them. You have rights. And again, keep in mind, they work for you. Oh my gosh, friends. I was going to say, oh my gosh. That's how I say it to my kids. I was going to say, oh my gosh, friends, I could just sit on this the whole hour. And then the next hour, and the next hour, and the next hour. They work for you. They work for you. They work for you. That's all I have to say to you. How is it that they've convinced you that you need to give up your right to bear arms? They're doing this through, again, totalitarian methods, using the law against the law, and convincing you, friends, that you don't have a right to bear arms. But they're armed, and they're your employees. Friends, not your employers, they're your employees. Let's get back to this. I'm going to get as much as I can in before the end of the show. George Washington said, a free people ought not only to be armed but disciplined. Of course, the soul of an army is discipline, said Washington. He's exactly right. First annual address to both houses of Congress, January 8th, 1790, 1790. That was probably in New York because that was the first capital, for those that did not know. This is none other than Noah Webster, the guy that wrote the Webster's Dictionary, the guy that taught millions to read and not one to violate God's moral law. That's what it says right in the beginning. The first pages of his dictionary, friends, 1828. Before a standing army can rule, the people must be disarmed. Do you hear this? Thomas Jefferson, third president, Virginia Constitution, draft 1, 1776. No free man shall ever be disbarred the use of arms. Here comes another one from Mr. Jefferson, letter to James Madison, December 20th, 1787. What country can preserve its liberties if the rulers, folks, we don't have rulers. We have representatives. We don't have leaders in this country. We have representatives. Okay? What country can preserve its liberties if its representatives are not warned from time to time that their people preserve the spirit of resistance? Let them take arms. Yeah. No. You know what they're teaching your kids in public schools today, friends, if you're foolish enough to have them there? That you're an enemy of the state. And they're giving them every reason, deceptively, of course, as to why you should not have a gun. Well, the question is, to all those useful idiots that they're trying to raise up right now by illegally indoctrinating them through their propaganda, again, through a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights, the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights, you should just ask those kids, then, why is the government armed? See, the government wants your kids to believe that they're God, and that's the problem. And again, we need to set the record straight. Where the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Where the government fears the people, you have liberty. These are quotes from our forefathers, friends. Okay? This is, again, Thomas Jefferson comes to my aid. Quoting 18th century criminologist, he said, Caesar Beccaria, 1774-1776, the laws that forbid the carrying of arms are laws of such a nature. They disarm only those who are neither inclined nor determined to commit crimes. Such laws make things worse for the assaulted and better for the assailants. Of course. They serve rather to encourage than to prevent homicides, murder. For an unarmed man may be attacked with greater confidence than an armed man. Of course. He said, a strong body makes the mind strong as to the species of exercises. I advise the gun. What this gives moderate exercise of the body, it gives boldness, enterprise, and independence to the mind. Games played with the ball and others of the nature are too violent for the body and stamp no character on the mind. Let your gun, therefore, be your constant companion of your walks. Friends, there was no such thing as gun-free zones. And by the way, it's time to start holding those that have devised true policy which counters law and our U.S. Constitution. They need to be held accountable for the crimes that are committed against the innocent in those gun-free zones. They need to be held lawfully accountable. And by the way, there is legislation right now that is being enacted in such a fashion, going the direction that I'm speaking right now. People are out there thinking, friends, as to what's going on. Joseph Story, Commentaries on the Constitution of the United States, 1833, said the right of the citizens to keep and bear arms has justly been considered as the paradigm of the liberties of a republic, Article 4, Section 4, since it offers a strong moral check against the usurpation and arbitrary power of representatives. See, it's to put them in check and will generally, even if these are successful in the first instance, enable the people to resist and triumph over them. See, it's a dangerous game, friends. It's a dangerous game. It really is. It's a dangerous game. Alexander Hamilton, Federalist, number 25, December 21st, 1787. For it is a truth which the experience of ages has attested that the people are always most in danger when the means of injuring their rights are in the possession of those whom they entertain the least suspicion. Folks, they need to be lawfully removed. They need to be charged. Peruse the U.S. Constitution. Again, here's the answer. Everybody asks for it all the time. Article 2, Section 4. U.S. Constitution. I could go on with quote after quote after quote. We were told by none other than that of Patrick Henry, speech to Virginia Ratifying Convention, June 5th, 1778. Guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Suspect, suspect, suspect. It did not say succumb. They said, suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force, and whenever you give up that force, you are ruined. The great object is that every man be armed, said Patrick Henry, speech to the Virginia Ratifying Convention, June 5th, 1778. No dispute, no debate. I spent Saturday sharing with you as who the militia are. You're the militia. And going back to Virginia, friends, for that attorney general to suggest that 90 counties that have now taken on the militia, in other words, putting on the militia jacket to stand against tyranny out of 95 counties, they know otherwise. And so does he. He's just hoping that someone actually believes his propaganda. It's not good. And folks, before God, I hope it comes to nothing. But I know that those militia in Virginia are also asking for recalls. They must also be charged whence they're recalled. They need to be charged for their crimes, even concerning their intent against we the people. They need to be charged, every one of them. And I want to tell you why I keep reiterating that point. Because, friends, it's the purpose of government, okay, to rule in the fear of God. Read Proverbs 16:6. And the fear of God is deterring men from committing crime before heaven and before each other. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, right? And what is love? It's the fulfilling of the law, Matthew 22:37. But folks, if you just let them off, you're encouraging the next politician to do it again and again and again. And this is the message that needs to be sent to every single one of them across the United States, starting in the People's White House. You commit crimes against we the people, we are going to lawfully deal with you. And we are going to send the message to the rest of the people that we are not going to tolerate this. If you have not seen Cromwell's story, friends, you need to check it out. If you haven't seen Cromwell's story, friends, you need to check it out. It is just, it's outstanding. It's called Cromwell. Oliver Cromwell. Check out his story. Okay? And don't take it for the historians or the revisionist friends. Know what he actually stood for, because he did the right thing in the sight of God and in the sight of man. That was a king that meant to withhold power from the representatives, therefore the people. Tench Cox, Philadelphia Federal Gazette, June 18, 1789, said this. Listen carefully. As civil rulers, representatives, not having their duty to the people before them, may attempt to tyrannize, and as the military forces which must be occasionally raised to defend our country, the militia, might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens, the people are confirmed by the article in their right to keep and to bear their private arms. These are our forefathers, friends. What did they say? No, I didn't ask for Ginsburg in her misconstrued, upside-down definition of what she wants you to believe it is. I didn't ask for another one of those black-robed tyrants to tell me what it's plainly stating to me, the people. I understand what it says, and so do you. The difference is one's going to stand on the side of the Lord, and the other's going to stand on the side of daring the Lord. And guess what? Those that dare the justice of God will surely get a response. And that's exactly what's going to happen sooner or later. Because every single one of us, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the righteous, are going to stand before God on that final day. Read Revelations 21, verse 8, and Hebrews 9:27, friends. Hey, folks, your forefathers told you. They gave you definition. They exhibited the purpose of the right to bear arms. And we know all the well as to what it means, and it's what we need to hold to for our own good and our posterities. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.